Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message.
Guys, I want to talk to you today about a little bit of motivation, something that was given to me earlier today. Are you in survival mode or are you in thriving mode? Good question, right? Right. So I want you to really sit here and think about this for a second. Are you in survival mode or are you in thriving mode? Which are you in? Survival mode or thriving mode? Guys, I had to really consider this and be like, wow, because sometimes people will hear that and be like, well, my bank account says this. Honestly, whether you're in survival mode or thriving mode has nothing to do with your actual bank account. It has to do with what you're thinking about and where your mind is, okay, and what your mind is focusing on, okay? What your mind is focusing on. Hear what I'm saying now. What your mind is focusing on, okay? We can be in survival mode, and many of us have been in survival mode for a long time. I actually know I'm not in survival mode at this particular moment, but I remember specific times in my life, including right before I joined Empower Network, right before I made a decision to really get all in, you know what I'm saying, with Empower Network. I remember specifically the times when I was surviving. My mind said, I woke up, how can I take care of this today? How can I take care of that today? Oh, if so-and-so was doing this, and my thoughts, let me just be honest with y'all. If baby daddy paid child support, I could do this. If my job paid me on time here because I was self-employed and I was a contract employee, but the money only came in when they came in on certain times, so I wasn't getting paid consistently at the same time. Oh, only if this was right, then I wouldn't be just surviving. I'm always behind the eight ball, trying to get in front of it. I remember when I would wake up and those would be like the first things combating my mind. And I didn't have what it took to battle those thoughts because I wasn't reading daily and I wasn't listening to audio daily. Hint, 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 right, right? So I didn't have anything to combat that. So I was always in survival mode. And in my mind and in my mouth, I was saying, I'm always behind the eight ball. I'm always trying to survive. And that's what I was constantly doing. Now, can any of you relate to that out there right now? I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm the only one. I doubt it. Maybe. Okay. And even right now, some of us on this call, the sound of my voice, you are literally in survival mode. You are in a position, place right now. You're like, look, I'm in, and this thing got to work. Like, failure is not an option. This thing got to work. I'm loving the motivation. I'm loving all this, yet I have to see results. I have to see results because I'm surviving. And I challenge you, and sometimes that survival mode comes from when you're looking at your past and you're focusing more on the negative in your past than you are on the positive in your past. If you ever hear people really kind of think about when individuals talk about the past and how the past is any other, how many times do you hear people just be like, oh, my God, I remember the past when I graduated from high school and I was the top 40 of my class and I got a full ride to not one but three colleges. Those are the good times. Right, right. Like, how many times did you really hear that when someone goes to talking about their past? You know, I've gotten to a point where, and maybe I shouldn't be this way, but when people start talking about the past, I hear the word past and I almost start tuning it out. I hear past in the first three sentences and it's a wrap. I don't hear nothing else they say because I can already tell where that's going and I don't have time for that conversation. You know, so ultimately, I realized in being in thriving mode, I'm here because now when I think about my past, I think about things like the fact that I got a full ride to college, not just one, but three. You know, I think about the fact that I was captain of my dance team or whatever. I think about the fact that I was the youngest person on my, youngest female in my, on my campus, my college campus, to pledge my sorority, right? And that then on top of that, I was the youngest youngest president of my sorority for not one, but 2 years, right, in my chapter. So these are accomplishments. You know, I think about the fact that now even today, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago, I had a conversation with my oldest daughter that literally bonded our relationship. And she's constantly asking me, and in this conversation, guys, we spent like an hour and a half talking about secrets. She's telling me things, you know, I want you to know this about me, Mom, and I don't want you to know this about me, and telling me. you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. I want, and I'm telling her the same thing. I want you to know this about me, but I don't want you to know this about me. Now, this is something usually a 12-year-old, 13-year-old would not feel real comfortable chilling talking to their mom about, right? But after the conversation, every other day, hey, mom, are we going to do the activity again? Hey, mom, are we going to do the activity again? I'm like, yeah, you got some secrets you need to tell me or something? Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing, another accomplishment in my past that I can think of that lets me know, ooh, I'm in the right direction. We are thriving. Guys, you notice none of the things I mentioned had anything to do with my bank account. None of the things I mentioned had anything to do with my bank account. And I understand. Believe you me, if you can see the expression on my face right now, I'd be like, I feel you. I understand that the money would just be so much simpler if this would just be taken care of, right? Yet, we decide what we're going to focus on. I've noticed that when I focus on the money, it puts me in survival mode, right? When you focus on the money, it puts you in survival mode. Because ultimately, that's something that you can control to an extent. But then it's a matter of, am I trading time for money? Am I doing this? You see what I'm saying? But if you focus on the other things, if you focus on the dreams, if you focus on the relationship, if you focus on the goal, not necessarily always the $20,000 a month goal. You do need to say that to yourself 3 times a day in a focused state. We'll get back into that on another call, I'm sure. But that's not what I'm talking about right here. Right here, guys, focus on that goal. Whenever those past thoughts that are negative come up, counter it with a positive. I don't care who you are. All of us have a positive part of our past. Yeah, we got some negative. That's obviously, right? But we all have some positive. You might need to sit down. It might have been a while since you've thought about those positives. Might have to sit down and write some of them out. Guys, I did. I did do the work on this. I did sit down and pull some of them up because my negatives seemed to be so loud. I was like, you got to shut that down. And the way I was shutting down other things was by reading and listening to audio every day. Hint. So I was like, well, let me write some stuff down so I can see it. One of my accomplishments was, I remember, to me was a really good memory, was when my parents were married. Guys, my parents separated when I was 9. I remember being like 8 years old and chilling with both my parents in the same room when I was oblivious to the fact that they wasn't really getting along, because from what I found out later, they really never was getting along. But I couldn't tell, right? So that ignorance is bliss sometimes be kind of cool, right? But I remember being like 7, 8 years old, like chilling with my parents, and we was all having fun, and I was just blissfully happy. Like, that's a great memory. I mean, granted, later on, some things happened, they got divorced, la, 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 la. But ultimately, y'all, that was a good time, and that was a good time for me, and I hold on to that memory. You see what I'm saying? I hope I'm clear with y'all, and y'all understand where I'm going with this. So if you are in survival mode, or if you don't even know what mode you're in, here's the best way to do this, okay? Since you have the paper out already, here's some notes you can write down about this. If you're in survival mode, when you wake up, your first thoughts are, how can I? Instead of, thank you. Okay? So when you first wake up, your thoughts are, how can I? You're in survival mode. When you wake up, if your thoughts are, thank you. You're in thriving mode, okay? If throughout the day you catch yourself kind of jumping from one thing to another, you lack focus, but if something looks good, for example, that cubic zirconia that's shining, well, you know, good and well, you got a diamond in your hand. But you say, you know what, I got this diamond, but I'm just going to set it here. I'm going to go grab that cubic zirconia real quick. This is deep. Okay, that's survival mode. Okay, if you're focused and you're on where you're at, you're thriving. Okay, let's see. If you are in a position where you're constantly talking about external forces that are causing your situation, okay, that is survival mode. And it's really survival mode without accepting responsibility, which, that's not good, all right? If you're in a position where you're like this, if I did this, and this, but if I were to change this, and this, and focus here, now I'll be able to do this. If that's your care thought, you're thriving, okay? And it's one of the best ways, guys. Now that you know where you are, if you're thriving, okay, good. here's what I challenge for you. If you're like, oh, I'm thriving, well, I challenge you today to, when you come across 2 to 3 other people and you notice that they're in survival mode, love them enough to tell them how they can get to thriving mode. Because understand, it has nothing to do with your wallet. It has everything to do with how you see things. And when you are in thriving mode, your physical body is healthier, all right? Your relationships are stronger, and you have way better attraction. You're attracting way more of what you truly want than what you don't, okay? So if you are in thriving mode right now, I challenge you. Yeah, I've already done the challenge because I'm talking to all y'all on the call, praising, all right? So I challenge you to go and talk to, if you know some people that you know are in survival mode, say, hey, look, I got some nuggets today. Check this out. Just see if this helps. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you are in survival mode, here are some things I want you to do today. Today, I really want you to do it as soon as you got the call, and I usually don't have a really, really long midday call, guys. It's already 12:30. I'm watching my time. I want you to take some time and do this right after you get off the call. I want you to write down, get a pen and paper, okay? Set your timer on your clock for like 10 minutes and get a pen and paper and just write down as many positive things in your past as you can. Try to get at least 10 things. 10 things from your past that are positive memories, positive past experiences. Okay, I've given y'all some examples of where you can pull from. Positive past experiences. Another positive past experience, even when I was a grinder, when I was like straight hustling, I used to wait tables. I was a server in Atlanta for like 8 years, okay? I've ended up getting into a restaurant where I did like I worked at a restaurant where I was making about $500 to $1,000 a shift, and I only had like maybe 3 tables. So I went to like 5-star status, right? But at the beginning, I remember I was grinding out, and I would literally go into restaurants to get hired. They would have already heard about me. I would get hired on the spot, and within literally like a week after they trained me on their system of how to take money and all that, and their menu and all of that, and the food, and I got all the wines down because I made most of my money off wine. But after I got all of that, within a week or two, I was already head server. This happened multiple times. That was my hustle, and I was good at it, no doubt in my mind. Right? Good memories. You know, now from the flip side, there's always, I could take negative memories from that time. I absolutely could. Yet, what we are focusing on are the positive memories, positive times from your past. Write that list down. And what I want you to do is keep that list with you. Okay, whenever the thoughts come, you decide that, no, this is what I'm going to think about. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you have the how can I, you know what? No. Thank you. And with that, guys, for that part, here's another list I need to write. You take the 10 minutes, you write down at least 10 things from your past, right? Then I want you to take 10 minutes, and I want you to write down everything you're grateful for that you have right now. If you have a car that gets you where you need to go, be grateful for that. I don't care what it is. If you have a bicycle, write that down, okay? If you have transportation, write that down. If you have a roof over your head, write that down. I don't care where the roof comes from. If you have a roof over your head and when you lay down at night, there's some warmth around you, be thankful for that. If your kids are smiling at you, be thankful for that, okay? Whatever it is, write down things you are thankful for and grateful for right now, a list of those things. You should at least in 10 minutes, honestly, in 10 minutes, you should be able to get at least 100, at least. You know, in 5 minutes, about 50. Write down the things that you are thankful for. If you only got 15, 20, don't be, okay, fine. Have 15, 20. You just need to know something. And throughout the day, you might find yourself adding to that list, okay? Adding to that list. Guys, I'm telling you how to go from a survival mode into thriving mode, okay, from survival mode into thriving mode. So you have your two lists here now. You need to keep these lists with you, all right, because now you have to start taking these lists and reading over them every day, constantly, maybe 3 to 4 times a day, depending on how many times the how can I thoughts come, that's how many times. Now when the how can I thoughts come, that says, how can I pay this bill? You know what? Don't even matter. I'm so grateful that I have my house for today. Okay, well, how can I feed this kid? You know what? I am so grateful that they have food for right now. And that I can really go in the kitchen and cook something and they'll eat. Okay? How can I get all that? You know what? I am so grateful that there is an audio in the inner circle that I can listen to that teaches me how to manifest money out of thin air. God, there's always a positive counterpart to whatever you are saying. There's always a counterpart to what you are thinking or what's in your head. You make the decision. You decide what you're going to focus on and what you're not. Are you tired of being in survival mode? Then guess what? You have the opportunity to change that. Nobody has to do it for you. No, you do it. You do it. By the end of this call, after you've written all that out, you are officially getting into thriving mode. You know what to listen to, and these are thoughts that you have. So you know when you're sitting there pondering on something, and you're like, oh, hold up, I shouldn't be pondering on that, right? No, because I'm a thriver, and I am in thriving mode, and there are still many, many, many more things that are coming my way, because I have many, many more dreams that I know are mine, right? And I know each of you on this call knows exactly who you are. I know each of you on this call knows exactly that if you're in survival mode, you know you're uncomfortable, you know this, and you know good and well you do not belong there, and you don't. You belong in thriving mode. In thriving mode. Dealing with the things that you actually can. And remember, guys, it had nothing to do with the bank account. It has all to do with what you decide to think about, what you decide to say out of your mouth, what you decide to focus on.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.